we're back with Talk of the Hand on 1310 News.
Welcome back to the show. The number to call, 750-1310. 750-1310 to get in on the discussion. And we are on until noon. And just a reminder, once again, the Ottawa Red Blacks selecting quarterback Kevin Glenn from the Calgary Stampeders, their first selection in the CFL expansion draft. And we will have a general manager of the Red Blacks, Marcel Desjardins, in here tomorrow talking about that. But the Canadian Cancer Society has handed out accolades to three Ottawa researchers for their cutting-edge work. Dr. John Bell and Dr. Jean-Simon Diallo have brought viruses into the war against cancer with some remarkable results. Dr. Rebecca Auer, also of the Ottawa Hospital Research Institute, working on a flu vaccine that sparks cancer-fighting cells in the body. And I'm pleased to be joined with all three this morning. And first off, we'll say good morning, Dr. Auer.
Hi, good morning.
And how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Excellent. And good morning, Dr. Diallo.
Good morning.
And good morning, Dr. Bell. How are you?
I'm doing well, a bit cold, but other than that, I'm well.
Ah, you guys can handle it, can't you? Those labs are a little on the chilly now and then. Dr. Auer, let's first off talk about your research here. What led to the idea of using a flu vaccine to battle cancer?
Well, we study what happens sort of to the immune system and what happens to cancer during cancer surgery. And most people who are going to have a curative cancer procedure need surgery to remove a solid tumor like a breast cancer or a prostate cancer. And during that period of surgery, the immune system is actually suppressed. So what we initially did was show that if you gave a live vaccine, so we actually worked in collaboration with Dr. Bell and gave one of their live viruses, you could stimulate the immune system and actually get it to attack the cancer during that important time right after surgery. But we were a little bit worried about giving a live virus to a patient right before they went to the operating room. So we thought maybe we'd try something that's already available that has a lot of safety data behind it, and the flu vaccine seemed to be an obvious one. We tested a whole panel of vaccines, and the influenza vaccine was actually the most potent and seemed to do a very good job of stimulating the immune system right around that time of surgery when you sort of need the immune system to really fight the cancer.
Now, you had said about the vaccine. Now, there are different flu vaccines. Was there a special one?
The one we used was Agriflu. It happens to be the one that the Ottawa Hospital had used in their vaccination campaign last year, because it was last year that we did a lot of these experiments. We tried and that's a dead vaccine, which means it doesn't replicate at all. There are no live particles. We did try a live particle flu vaccine, and it actually didn't seem to work as well in the animals, in our animal studies. So it was the Agriflu vaccine that seemed to work the best.
All right. Now, work with Dr. Bell and Dr. Diallo using viruses to battle cancer. Now, Dr. Diallo, how does using viruses help?
Well, it's very interesting. It's been known for quite some time that viruses can actually infect cancer cells preferentially. And it's only in the recent years where we've had a lot of development in molecular biology techniques that allow us to sort of modify these viruses such that they can become remarkably selective to actually replicate only in cancer cells. And that's a lot of the pioneering work done by Dr. Bell, actually. And really, these viruses are replicating agents that really exhibit remarkable specificity towards cancer.
You guys are creating your own viruses?
Well, we're basing our research off of viruses that are already existent, but we're modifying them in very specific ways such that they replicate specifically in tumors.
All right. Now, Dr. Bell, what kind of viruses are you using?
We've used a couple different kinds. One is one that's very commonly used. Again, sort of similar to what Rebecca was saying, we use a vaccine that was used many years ago to protect the population against smallpox. And that virus has been modified to become specific, as J.S. said, to infect and kill cancer cells specifically. And more recently, we've been working on another virus, which was developed by Dr. Stoidl, who works at the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario. And this virus is part of a family called rhabdoviruses. They're sort of interesting viruses, bullet-shaped. And it specifically infects and kills tumor cells, but also, again, sort of echoing what Dr. Auer said, it's been engineered to really stimulate the anti-tumor immune response and attack the patient's cancer with their own immune system.
How long have you and Dr. Diallo been working on this idea?
Janice has been working with us now for about 6 years, would it be, Jean-Claude?
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah. Wow, that's a long time to be working on something like that. But boy, when you get something that sort of, you know, moves forward, you're starting to see results and maybe a light at the end of the tunnel. It's got to be a real positive feeling for researchers.
Absolutely, it's a really great feeling, and really makes it obvious to people, I think, that how much the research support is necessary, and how actually we are progressing with that support, and it's really important to bring that message through.
Dr. Auer, in terms of your research in using the flu vaccine, are there other applications for your work?
Well, again, mostly what my work is focusing on is trying to attack the cancer right after surgery, which is a period of time right now in our cancer treatment paradigm where we don't do any cancer treatments. We let the patient heal. But that is a very susceptible time for cancer cells to grow and spread. So I certainly don't advocate we shouldn't have surgery. Surgery is a very important part of your cancer care. But what we'd like to see is a therapy being given in and around that time to try and stimulate the immune system so it can attack the residual cancer cells that are left, so patients don't get a recurrence of their cancer down the road.
Now, is it available to the public right now, or is it still in testing?
So the flu vaccine, obviously, you can get it. We haven't done a trial to show that if you give it right before surgery, you do better. And that, you know, as you know, cancer clinical trials can be expensive and very long in duration. So we're not quite there yet. But that's certainly the plan. And with the great mentorship and resources here at the Ottawa Hospital Research Institute, it's actually a possibility to do trials, as John Bell and JS well know, of therapies that we've sort of developed here in the lab.
Now, doctors Bell and Diallo, in terms of your virus treatment, I guess, in a sense for cancer. What's the next step? When will you might be able to start rolling this out to where you might get some testing?
Well, we do have another virus that we've been working on with Dave Stoidel at CHEO and also with Brian Lichty at McMaster University. And that one is going to be hopefully put into patients sometime around April of next year. So that's going to be an exciting time for us because it's a brand-new platform that we think is going to be a very effective virus for attacking the cancer, but also, as I mentioned, stimulating the patient's immune system. So next year should be a really exciting year for us.
Oh, it's got to be pretty pretty proud for you to get an award like this from the Cancer Society.
Well, absolutely. To be recognized, yep. And there's a lot of really fantastic and bright and motivated people working across the country on trying to solve this cancer problem. And so for the Canadian Cancer Society to recognize the three of us for our work is really it really means something to us.
Now, what sort of follows the recognition? Do they send you a plaque, or what's going to go on?
they sent us money for the grant in the first place. That's
nice.
All they need to do. That was great.
Oh, cool! Very good. How important is it to keep research funding going? You know,
it's
not
critical.
Just your stuff, but in general.
It is absolutely critical to keep the funding going. I mean, these studies, as Dr. Auer pointed out, especially once you get close to the clinical trials, they're more and more expensive and time-consuming. And so we need support to, pay the salaries of individuals doing the work and, of course, to actually pay for the clinical trials. So it's absolutely critical.
What other groundbreaking research are you folks working on right now?
Well, we're also trying to, as you sort of heard a theme that's going on with each of us speaking, is finding ways to improve the patient's immune system attacking against the cancer. And so there's a lot of that work going on at the Ottawa Hospital as well. And JS, maybe you should speak about your work, which is really actually, I think, very exciting, trying to stimulate the production of viruses.
Right. So one of the key hurdles in the use of viruses to treat cancer is that you actually need fairly high doses. Most people are used to vaccines. The number of viruses that are in vaccines are actually quite low compared to what we see with these oncolytic cancer-fighting viruses. And so from that perspective, manufacturing is a huge problem. And what we've discovered in the lab are actually these compounds that enhance the growth of viruses, including oncolytic viruses, but also vaccines. And we've figured out that we can actually put those compounds in manufacturing processes and really increase the productivity quite significantly, which is ultimately going to make these therapies more accessible.
Wow, I didn't even think actually producing them would be a problem. I didn't.
Yeah, well, often people don't think about that, but it's a big issue, and that's a big reason why some of the costs are very high.
Right, just in the creation of it, or?
Well, more so in the manufacturing and you know, producing enough virus for clinical trials, and then once a virus is approved and put on the market, the needs to for treating an entire population become very significant.
How do you think this will change the way cancer is treated in Canada?
Well, maybe I'll let Dr. Bell speak to that, because, of course, the oncolytic viral therapy platform is very much his brainchild.
Okay.
Well, we're all hoping is that this would actually bring a new form of therapy to the cancer patients, so that many of the toxic side effects one sees with radiation and chemotherapy can maybe be avoided by using these viruses, which seem to have very few side effects. You know, and Rebecca's work with the flu vaccine is another good example of that. Trying to find a therapy that is targeted and will allow you to stimulate just the thing you're looking for and not cause other side effects. I think that's what's really exciting about the concept of coupling something like a very innocuous treatment like a flu vaccine with surgery that could potentially really change outcomes for patients. I think we're all trying, not only here in Ottawa, but around the world, to find more specific therapeutics that have great benefit but have very few side effects.
All right. Dr. Auer, Dr. Diallo, and Dr. Bell, congratulations again on your award, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
There they go, all three winners of a Canadian Cancer Society award for their groundbreaking work on cancer research, and just terrific work done by the Ottawa Hospital Research Institute.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 10 for more of Talk to the Hand on News Sports Talk 1310 News.